Zakta Helige Mishnah weiter, Isha Shiyatzeli Hareg, we're in Mesechtes Erech in Perig Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. This is an Isha Miuberes, who is expecting a child, who was Nigmar Dina Bebezin Lemisa, was Paschal Shizchayev Misa. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Mamtinula Achetelid. We don't wait until she first gives birth. Part of the Cheshma, says Taisvis, is that if she would have to wait many, many months, knowing already that there's a psak on her to be killed, that would be a terrible tsar for the mother. Even though under normal circumstances, it's a terrible iser to take the life even of an unborn child. But over here, Chazal say, this is how it has to be done. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, Yoshva al ha-mashber. Mashber is a special shear that's made for a woman when she's having a baby during the time of birth. In other words, she already has the birth pangs. At this point, Mamtina la chetelet. Now it's considered a separate guf, and we have to wait until the baby is born. Vaitas like the Mishnah, Isha Sheneherga, the woman that was given Mises Bezin, the henin b'sa'ara, the halacha is, even though the guf of a mess is asr b'hana, so literally the Mishnah is saying, you let have hana from her here. It doesn't mamish mean her here, says the Batanura. Because like we said, the guf of a mess is asr b'hana, but it means that she had some type of a wig that she was wearing at the time that was tied to her hair. And it's dafka if she said she wants it to be given to her daughter or to so-and-so. Once she said to give it, the simish doesn't want it, and therefore it's not considered part of her guf. And memela it's mutter b'hana. We follow her instructions. But under any other set of circumstances, it would also be considered asr b'hana. Vayter says the Mishnah, but in a case where behema shenerga b'misas bezin, like the behema killed the person, where the din is that the behema is chayiv skila, asura b'hana, the entire guf of the behema is asr b'hana, even the hair.